USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is reaching a major milestone in the COVID-19 vaccination effort. The White House announcing 50% of American adults are now fully vaccinated against coronavirus. That translates to nearly 130 million people. President Biden set a goal to get 160 million adults fully vaccinated by July 4th. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is ripping the removal of the remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The president's decision to retreat from Afghanistan is not clear-eyed or strategic. It's dangerous, wishful thinking.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor also warning that the Taliban is poised to restart control over the war-torn nation. The White House also announcing that President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next month in Switzerland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The White House remains optimistic about striking a bipartisan deal on a massive infrastructure update. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a lot of movement in the Senate. Democrats and Republicans remain divided over how much to pay for the plan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel today working to solidify the ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists. Blinken, taking questions in Jerusalem, was asked about the United States rejoining the JCPOA.
What we committed to do from day one of this administration. We said all along that if there was an opportunity, we would seek to return to mutual compliance with the JCPOA. But we also said that from day one, we would be keeping our closest allies and closest partners fully and contemporaneously informed of what we were doing.
President Trump withdrawing the United States from the JCPOA back in May of 2018. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal officials are bracing for a booming summer travel season, especially in the skies.
As Americans continue to get vaccinated and the pandemic restrictions ease, more people are returning to personal domestic travel.
During a briefing at Reagan National Airport, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas noted ongoing COVID restrictions remain at airports. He advised travelers to be prepared and be patient. As you prepare for that vacation, one of the things we're seeing across the country is a shortage of rental cars. Peter Greenberg is a travel expert. He shares with CBS This Morning some tips on how you can find a rental car that's affordable.
Sure. Well, you talk about the rental cars, it's bad. I just guessed on an estimate for a rental car today in Florida, it's $441 a day. And that doesn't include the drop-off charges, the mileage caps, and God forbid you have to let them refuel the car. It could be as much as $11 a gallon. So what you need to do is rent a car midweek. Do not rent it at the airport. You'll be able to return it there with no drop-off charge. But on trips of under 500 miles, do yourself a favor. It's BYOC. Bring your own car.
A Major League Baseball umpire is set to break a record this week. Joel West will pass Hall of Famer Bill Clime's mark for the most regular season games worked. He tied Clem's record with his 5,375th career game Monday night in Chicago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.